This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When one thinks of sports, one doesn't necessarily think of a bunch of guys sitting around typing on a computer, even if they do wind up at the end typing quite furiously. But it seems competitive coding, the sport of coding, is a thing, writing computer programs in pursuit of a prize. Ashley Vance wrote about it in Bloomberg Business Week. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sport of coding. You're going to have to tell me how those two things go together, man, because it just, I don't know.
Yeah, this is a backwater for technology. You know, there's these contests where people basically are programming for speed. The sort of rules vary, but you have this time limit and you have to solve as many of these puzzles as you can with code that runs quickly and accurately, and you're trying to beat all the other competitors to get this done.
I am paraphrasing here, but only loosely. You say this is roughly about as exciting as watching paint dry.
You know, the actual thing, the actual contest is not that exciting. Right. I went to this event called the Facebook Hacker Cup at their headquarters, and they say sort of, ready, set, code, and then the entire room falls deadly silent like a library, and the first few minutes of the contest are just people reading the problem, sort of picking which one they're going to do, and so it's very quiet, and then eventually, about 10 minutes or so into the contest, you get some click-clack on the keyboards. As the event goes on, though, it gets a little more interesting because people start to freak out and you can sort of get a sense as to who's doing well and who's really struggling.
The winner of I think, the Facebook Hacker Cup that you profiled in there, he got like $10,000. But really, it's not about the money, right? It's about the opportunities and the jobs that come from being really good at maybe the most fundamental thing in this economy today.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of it. So the guy who won, he's a Belarusian. His name is Gennady, but he goes by Tourist online. Right. And he's kind of the Roger Federer of sport coding. He hardly ever loses. And, you know, he probably makes about $250,000 a year from these. So he does all right. The rest of the competitors, for the most part, it's a way to have bragging rights and to show that you're good at this skill. And yeah, I ran across people who were 18 years old and they are getting job offers from all of Silicon Valley's top companies in countries like Russia and China. This is a very prestigious type of thing, and you would get money from the government. You would get automatic entrance into any university you wanted if you really excel at these things.
Well, let me ask you the nationalistic question then. Is there a U.S. support system so that we perhaps can play in this game, I guess?
This is one of the more interesting things I found doing the story. So back, this sort of started in the 1970s, and it came out of a U.S. academic environment, and the U.S. was very, very good and did very well. Over the last decade, the story has been almost completely about China and Russia, and the U.S. has, it's a very informal support structure. Basically, you go for this university sort of a training course for about 2 weeks if you're in, the top 10. And, you know, I thought Google, Facebook, Microsoft, all the big tech companies would be sponsoring this stuff, but they really don't. It's kind of smaller Wall Street firms that I found as the sponsors for this training.
Who are probably hiring most of these folks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Wall Street seems to have cottoned on to this a little bit earlier even than Silicon Valley did, which is kind of funny. I think it's because the nature of the problems and what these people are good at, which is they might not be coming up with some breakthrough in artificial intelligence, for example. Right. But if you need, you know, some problem solved quickly, you need someone who works well on a team, this is kind of the person that you want. These are real world skills for sure.
Ashley Vance, he writes on sport coding in Bloomberg Business Week. Ashley, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.